Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about some news about Bitfinex requesting data from its users, and we'll talk about why Warren Buffett might not understand Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. So let's jump right into this first news stories. We're talking about Bitfinex. Bitfinex, big cryptocurrency exchange, handling mostly altcoins, and they actually are requesting from their users that they are kind of submitting their tax information, which they will probably or potentially share with the government. So it says here, major cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex has recently notified some of its users that they are required to submit their tax information so the company can then send it over to the British Virgin Islands, BVI, government, which may exchange the info with the tax authorities of its user's country of residence. Now, this obviously has kind of annoyed a lot of people because on one side, well, people probably didn't properly enter their tax information when it came to cryptocurrencies. But on the other side, it's also kind of almost privacy breach, if you ask me, to ask of these things of your users. Now, it says here, justifying its move, Bitfinex noted that under the laws of the British Virgin Islands, the jurisdiction in which the exchange is currently based, it is required to report certain account information to the BVI government. Now, this might come as kind of a surprise to some people. I actually am not that surprised to hear that. However, I do think you should submit your tax information properly in any case. The other thing is, I mean, and it kind of shows a bit the weakness of cryptocurrency, if you will. In order to get into the crypto space, either someone has to kind of send you cryptocurrencies and you have to, or you have to buy it from an exchange. Now, an exchange, we are always at the kind of mercy of the exchanges, and this is exactly the point. So if you're an avid Bitfinex user, there is no other way around for you versus sharing that information of acquiring in any case cryptocurrencies. So this is kind of a problem in my opinion. Yes, decentralized exchanges might help here, but decentralized exchanges still have some kinds of problems. But the main question that arises obviously is, okay, what now? One way to kind of handle the situation is just to boycott Bitfinex and go to something like Bittrex or Binance, to another exchange. Another thing would be to kind of check with your kind of local country, well, your country of residence, whether you actually have to share this, whether this British Virgin Islands has kind of a special contract with your country. But in any case, I think this has nothing to do even with the country of residence that you're in, but more with the laws that Bitfinex is playing with. So this is kind of the downside, if you will, if you're incorporated in British Virgin Islands for tax reasons, I'm assuming, that you still have to kind of give out that information. So that unfortunately will be the case. Like I said, best case here would be if you're really against this, it is a kind of, if you want to boycott it, you're free to do that. You can go to Bittrex, you can go to Binance. I think there are also good exchanges. And stuff like this will happen. I mean, as long as the exchanges are the first point of entry into crypto space, we are still kind of at their mercy. So this is still kind of a problem and will stay like this. Next up, we have an interesting story. I will actually try to get you this video that I'm talking about. So Fred Wilson and Balaji Srinivasan were together with Paul Wigner, were actually on the stage of Consensus 2018 in New York. Fred Wilson is actually a well-known venture capitalist, and Balaji Srinivasan is the CTO at Coinbase, and Paul Wigner is a Wall Street Journal reporter. So there the conversation was generally about Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, what the general atmosphere and kind of aura of the market is, and the topic of Warren Buffett came up. So Fred Wilson kind of got asked what or how he sees kind of this opinion from Warren Buffett. And I thought he had a really, really good point that I think you should also think about. He's saying essentially that by calling it stuff like rat poison and like the worst invention ever, blah, blah, it just shows that Warren Buffett doesn't understand the fundamental technology behind it. He's also saying, but if you really understand this is a fundamental innovation in foundational technology for the internet that provides a bunch of new functionality that didn't exist before this, then what I see it is like the LAMP stack or something. This is an entirely new stack that we're going to get built, new applications on top of, and the tokens are just the fuel that lights up that stack. So he's obviously coming from the more technology perspective and trying to say, well, look, this is just a new tool in your toolbox that you could use in order to achieve interesting stuff. And Warren Buffett obviously doesn't see this. I mean, to be fair, Warren Buffett invests into different assets and they have to produce a certain amount of cash flow, all of these things. So what is interesting in the crypto's kind of perspective is talking more specifically about the world of crypto assets. Wilson explained that this market is more about picking the networks that will win rather than the businesses built on top of them. Now, this is a really, really important point. If you're kind of investing into all of these ERC20 tokens, so all of them that are built on top of Ethereum, you are investing into the business, but not the network. So in order kind of to invest into the big things that will kind of build the crypto infrastructure, you have to invest into the platforms, into the networks that are kind of the foundation of these things. And this is, it just brings us back. We had this same exact topic a couple of months ago when we talked about investment thesis, and when we said that you have to kind of think about networks, platforms, all of these things. Like, this could be one of your investment theses. And obviously it looks like Fred Wilson's investment thesis is actually this. There is another interesting part. It says, in short, the ways in which the tokens native to these networks are valued are quite different from a normal business that Buffett would purchase. How to fundamentally value these crypto assets is still an open question, which adds even more difficulty and specialization to the emerging market. Now, we are exactly in this phase. So we are doing fundamental analysis. Our fundamental analysis includes some numbers, but doesn't include like the perfect number to value a cryptocurrency. We are in the business of giving you objectively an overview of the crypto project, and we don't give you a specific rating. So this is kind of your goal or our goal, that you can build those ratings yourself. However, mainly I am still researching kind of different formulas, different valuation methods in order to value crypto assets. I am aware that this is kind of a problem still, so you cannot use this one formula and say that Ethereum is overpriced or Bitcoin is underpriced. It just doesn't exist yet. However, there are multiple formulas in the kind of research phase, if you will, and we're also always looking into this kind of also to extend our research even further. That would be kind of the more number quantitative aspect instead of the more qualitative aspect of our research. So that is in my opinion quite an interesting perspective that kind of we shared with you guys as well. So we also believe, or I believe, that you should invest into the networks, into the platforms first before you invest into the business that has been built on top of it. So kind of keep this in mind when you're doing or picking your next altcoin, your next major cryptocurrency that you will invest in. With that, guys, I'm already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.